Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for continuing to hold as we continue to talk with Dr. Steve Grable today. Dr. Grable is a 30-year board-certified physician. We're talking about the vaccines, the experimental vaccines that's taking place in America and around the world. Dr. Grable, thank you for hanging in there with us. I'm looking at another article. It says, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the NIAID, director and White House chief medical advisor, argues public health measures are necessary to control the pandemic. He says vaccinations are accelerating greatly, but, quote, there's always the risk of another surge, end quote. Do you find that to be medically true, or is that simply hype? As one writer, Matt Staver, had said that he had heard by a news conference that it's the carrot that continues to be held out, that if you want to be free, if you want to continue to do what you want to do and go where you want to go, you need to be vaccinated. Is this a way to keep Americans frightened so that they will bow and submit and take the experimental drug?
Well, if I could, Doc, let me share just a couple of bullet points. I won't go through this whole thing or it would take too long. But I encourage your listeners to look up Dr. Ryan Cole, that's R-Y-A-N and C-O-L-E. And he is a Mayo-trained pathologist who has had a lab for 17 years. He is has expertise in immunology and virology. Sees roughly 350,000 patients a year, does 100,000 COVID tests, and read over 6,000 articles in the past year. So I think anyone could say this guy is an expert. So there's just a couple of points. Currently, he says they're seeing about 2% positive out of 500 tests daily. I love this statistic. The average COVID death rate is 78.6 years. Guess what the average annual U.S. age death rate is? Age, 78.6.
Wow.
It's exactly the same. He says not one super spreader event has occurred outdoors. He says there's no such thing as flu and cold season. It's due to low vitamin D, period. Vitamin D is the master key to your immune health. And he makes a statement. If one has a D level of 50, one, quote, cannot develop a cytokine storm. 70% of the world is D deficient. And he goes through all those stats, and I'm not going to go through all that stuff. But your best mask is a healthy immune system. And this guy is a Mayo-trained conventional pathologist. And he goes through more and more statistics on here. So when you look at Dr. Fauci, who, in my opinion, was the one funding, the one who was doing the gain-of-function research on coronavirus, there's plenty of evidence to support this. And when our government would no longer fund his creation of more virulent viruses, he shipped it over to Wuhan. gave them $3.7 million where they continue the research there. So this guy has incredible conflict of interest. He's getting paid handsomely from vaccine royalties, and very frankly, I don't trust a word that comes out of his mouth.
Absolutely.
Is it job security? I mean, if you take taxpayer dollars and ship them off from NIAID through a contract company, and that contract company sends the money to a laboratory in Wuhan, China, and all of a sudden this virus escapes, and mysteriously it shows up first in Wuhan, China, and it comes full circle back around, and you create the cure then, as people perceive it, or you have something to do with monetary gain from a cure as people sees it. That's a conflict of interest. It kind of makes me think back, and it's not to beat up on Bill Gates, but it just seemed like Bill Gates was creating antivirus for our computers, right? And somehow or another, virus after virus, you started wondering, hey, is this guy making the viruses or having the viruses made in order to sell your product to fend off the viruses from your computer? And that's just suspicion on the part of not just me, but a lot of folks. And now you're wondering, is the same thing going on, not with our computers, but with our human bodies? Is that what's going on? Follow the money. It sure does look very suspicious.
It's called the Hegelian dialect. You create a problem, and then you come up with a solution.
Yes.
That's it. In fact, Dr. Grable, I'm looking at an article that says Joe's, talking about Joe Biden, Joe's plan to deal with vaccine skeptics. The article says the latest federal stimulus plan is called the Build Back Better Act. It comes with a price tag of $3 trillion. And there's nothing more heroic and patriotic than passing out that kind of cheese, this article says. It goes on to state, there's still far too many skeptics of the vaccine. More needs to be done to convince them, this writer says. It's part of the staff behind the scenes cajoling and convincing Biden of what he needs to do. It says there's still far too many vaccine skeptics. Our crack staff, that's what this article calls it, got to work then, combing through the pages of over 1,000 articles, and sure enough, we discovered an overlooked subsection of the act that clearly advocates for the vaccine. And although we can't confirm it, this writer says, it is said that by an anonymous source that the initiative was blessed by Dr. Fauci himself. And basically the article is saying, Doctor, that according to Joe Biden and his confidants, it's behind the scenes. We don't want people to think that we're going to force them, but we need to do something to cause the skeptics to be more concerned and convince them. And behind the scenes, it's Dr. Fauci that is the whisper in the ear for Joe Biden to make those decisions. Dr. Grable, hold a minute. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. I'm glad it's Maria.
Good morning.
I was calling because I read an article the other day, and there was a video attached to it where L.A. County sheriffs are going to people's houses who are mentally disabled, have dementia, or are homeward bound, and they're forcibly injecting these people with the J&J vaccines. And I found it the most atrocious video I've ever seen, because although these mentally disabled people are non-communicative, they're being forced, they're screaming, they're trying to get away, they're crying, they don't want the vaccination, but because they can't verbally say it, and because everybody's so that they're non-communicative, that they can just give them the shot, and it's just disgusting.
Dr. Grable, how do you respond to our caller's statement?
Well, you know, obviously this is horrendous. You know, if you look at, you know, all these things violate the code, which is law and should be followed. And I find it interesting, if you go back to Nazi Germany and you ask people who were living at that time, why did the German people accept the extermination of the Jews? It's because Hitler had convinced the people that the Jews had a disease. Now, does that sound like anything familiar that's going on today? And you can see how they're painting a picture that people who did not want to be vaccinated are dangerous to the rest of humanity. And they're
Tell me, push this. Along that line, because I've had a lot of discussions with folks on masks, and many times I just ask them, hey, have you flipped your package over to see what your mask is rated for? A lot of folks are running around with little cloth masks, and they really think they're doing something. And there's a meme out there, and I love it. It says, let's play a game. You pretend I'm wearing a mask, and I'll pretend your mask works. Now, I have the question, though. If folks' masks are working, what do they need to fear me if I'm not wearing a mask? If your vaccination is working, what do you have to fear from me if I'm not vaccinated? It doesn't – just logically, these things don't play out and make sense. However, we have a society that's embraced the chaos today. And like you're saying, we're seeing a reliving of components of Germany those many years ago. And what's often said is if we fail to study history, we're doomed to repeat it. So I really think you've hit on something there.
Absolutely. Maria, thank you so much for your call and for your interest. And Dr. Grable, I am concerned because we find with the masking, with the so-called COVID precautions, and now with the escalating push for COVID vaccinations, perhaps you're familiar with in Canada where they literally put a pastor in jail for 34 days, fined him heavily, threatened him further, and when he got out, he went back to preaching. So they've shut the church down, and they put a double fence around the church, and they have required him and restrained him that he cannot even go to any church, whether he's preaching or just sitting, but he cannot go to church. Now, with that being said, that's the backdrop. But in Burbank, California, they've just done the same thing to a restaurant because it is the contention of the health agencies in Burbank, California, that that restaurant serving food inside is against the health policy. And so they've got to protect the public. And as a result of that, they've closed the restaurant. They put a double fence around the restaurant to prevent the owner from even getting into his building. And from what you just said, going back in a reflection back on Germany and what happened in the Holocaust and what we see taking place today. And yet they say the government is saying we're not going to force people to take a vaccination. What else can we call it?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
I'm saying the government and most of businesses are saying we're not going to force people to take a vaccination. But what else can we call it when the pressure is being put on, even with the side effects? But there seems to be a mindset that we're going to force people to take the vaccination. I'm looking at an article that says that 40% of the Marines are now saying they will not take the COVID vaccination. 52% of the police department in New York saying they will not take the vaccination. What do you see in relationship to we the people and our options? If you can't buy, sell, trade, open your business, eat, get on a plane, or any of the normal freedoms that we have, and yet, as Matt Staver said from Liberty Council in his newsletter, that what they're doing for us as the governmental officials, they're holding out the carrot, saying you want to be free, you want to have life as you used to have it, then you've got to take the vaccination. Do you see that as what is taking place? And further from a professional position, what are your thoughts in relationship to what shall we do? How shall we respond as citizens? What should we do?
Well, this clearly, if you read through the Nuremberg Code and you read through all the different parts of it, coercing people to do this is a direct violation. Now, unfortunately, we have a corrupt legal system. So that's going to make it very difficult for citizens. I think the key is, number one, to get your immediate friends and family as educated as possible. I sent you over the weekend, I read about half of a position statement put out by a Dr. Ely and his associates where they had spent over 20,000 hours last year combing through all of the COVID data. And one of the key studies was one done in China of 10 million people where they were trying to prove asymptomatic spread. And when they got done correctly analyzing the data, they said that at best, there were 29 people. And
wow.
Even those were questionable. So that we have conclusive proof that people without symptoms do not spread COVID.
So if you're not coughing,
that if you're not sick, you should not wear a mask, you should not be locked down, you should be allowed to get your life back to normal.
There you go. Right. It makes perfect sense. However, the lockdown mode seems to be the answer for everything. I mean, right now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being excoriated by many on the left. You've opened your state. I mean, my goodness, Texas, same thing. You know, we're supposed to have all these super spreader events for several weeks and months there. Every single event that they could point to was a super spreader event, unless you were burning and looting, and then that was perfectly fine. That's not a super spreader event. It's amazing the perspective of our leftist media. I have a question for you. Are you familiar with the Georgia Guidestones there?
Yes.
Does it concern you? I mean, it concerns me. Certainly a wealthy person had those stones erected in 1980. It was rather costly, but today it's still it's anonymous. We don't know who paid for that. But it talks about population control. It talks about eugenics, basically, in philosophy. It's number one. They have like the Ten Commandments, but it's their 10 new rules, 10 new laws. And number one is maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. That's kind of we'd have to do some major eugenics. So eugenics on a major scale to wipe out, 7 billion people, I guess. But as it goes on, it says guide reproduction wisely and unite humanity with a living language. You have to, according to Rule 4, rule passion, faith, and tradition. What's going on today? Your faith and your traditions are under assault today. You know, folks, tell me that this is not playing out in real time. Number 8 is balance personal rights and social duties. Does this concern anybody? I mean, this sounds like something that perhaps Bill Gates wrote. I mean, I'm not saying anybody know where he was in 19. Do you know where he was in 1980? I mean, he had the money to do it, I'm pretty sure. 1980, we'd already launched kind of with this this computer revolution. Was he still working out of his basement in 1980? Maybe he's the wrong guy, but he could have done it last week. It just fits. It fits.
Yeah, my understanding is Ted Turner was behind this. But you know, if you look at these people, I started studying this 25 years ago when I read Len Horowitz's book on AIDS. And Len is a Messianic Jew who really did his homework and proved to my satisfaction that HIV was literally created by experiments with germ warfare by our government back in the early 60s. And they spliced simian immunodeficiency virus and created HIV, and then he concocted this crazy green monkey story in Africa. So they've been up to these shenanigans for a long time. The globalists, the cabal, the deep state, the oligarchs, and they go by a million different names. They have been very clear about their agenda. This is not hidden. They have been very, very vocal that humans are the scourge of the planet. And I agree with you. I think this gives them plausible deniability that you can wipe out people with not only viruses, but also the so-called treatment or prevention for the viruses in terms of these vaccines. So I would encourage your listeners to really dig in and start watching and listening to some podcasts and reading and studying who these people are and their agenda, because it, in my opinion, it's quite demonic.
Yes, it is. Dr. Grable, will we take just a moment and interject this thought? Perhaps we have some of the listeners today that would like to follow up for medical reasons with you. Tell our listeners how they can reach you, something about your medical practice, and how you carry out your practice in relationship to COVID and what your recommendations generally are to patients of yours.
Okay. Well, my website is Dr. Grable, that's Dr. Grable, at Reagan.com, just like the president. So, or I'm sorry, drgrable.com. Excuse me. That's my website. My personal email is drgrable@Reagan.com. And if anyone wants reprints or wants information, what have you, you're welcome to drop me an email. And I would also mention to your listeners, I hope I'm not opening this up to too many people, but I rented the Salem Auditorium next Tuesday night at 6:30 to discuss and brainstorm possibilities we might do for the future, depending on what's going to happen. All I ask is that people, if they're interested, send me an email. We can see about 150 in the auditorium, and hopefully that'll be well attended. So what I
take
do
a moment,
my
take a moment, give some specifics on that, the time, the date, the place, and again, some contact information, because I'd love to see our listeners participate in that conference.
Yes, it's going to be at the Salem Center. That's basically at the corner of J. Turner Butler and US 1 Phillips Highway. If you just Google search it, you can find it. It's going to be at 6:30 on Tuesday, April 20th. So that's a week from yesterday at 6:30. We're anticipating a run maybe a couple hours. I'm going to get up, present initially the need for discussion about Christian community. And then my associate, Mike, a strong Christian fella, is going to stand up. He's been studying this for over 5 years, all the ins and outs of setting up a Christian community. So this would be kind of the worst-case scenario. You know, if we get to where, you know, it becomes absolutely mandatory to be vaccinated or RF-chipped, people are going to need to have a game plan. And in my opinion, you shouldn't wait to the ninth hour to do this. I think people should be thinking ahead about how they want to do it. So that's what we're going to discuss.
Thank you so much. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, I do. God bless you, Mr. Youngblood. I live here alongside you here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I wanted to share some news with you guys. I gave my life to Christ 11 years ago.
Amen.
I'm what you would consider an elite hacker, okay? And I can tell you exactly what's going on right now. Everything that you guys have been saying has been exactly spot on. The actual ground zero of all of this isn't Wuhan, China. It's right here in Jacksonville, Florida. Back in 2000, when Frank Graham came down with the Billy Graham Ministries, I apparently was a little misguided and got on Channel 4 News. I made a comment that unfortunately was a little inaccurate, and I'm a little to blame for that one. I made an accusation against Billy Graham about being a part of Freemasonry, and I had commented that Freemasonry, unfortunately, is highly satanic, and real Christians cannot be Freemasons. Well, 2 weeks later, my mom had an abdominal pain and went to a Roman Catholic church called Ascension over here by St. Vincent's Hospital. So she was admitted for a pain that supposedly she had, that then they found a blood clot in her lung, which 2 days later magically disappeared, but not before they'd given her something that reacted extremely adversely to where they wound up having to hospitalize her for almost 3 months, destroying her kidneys. I've got everything on video because she told me to record it. And unfortunately, not too long after I made the comment about Freemasonry on Channel 4, 2 weeks later, my mom almost wound up dead. And they had shut down the facility where they had her. That was the first facility that was shut down in the entire United States. Soon after that, my wife started, you know, pretty much disagreeing with me with the things that I was telling her about what was happening around us until she saw it herself. I was not too long after being followed, and I've also recorded that as well. Whatever their little tracing they were doing, they were following me, and this happened for quite some time. If you want to verify what I'm talking to you about, it starts with Google as well. I have a social media presence. My social media name is Lou2U2, L-O-U number 2, letter U number 2. So I'm a truth seeker, And when I made the comment, I was doing it from my Google account, which eventually they started to strike as well, to the point where they even removed the accessibility from the Google sign-on option. And
well, Lou, what you're saying is, in reality, what we're seeing taking place on a global basis today, and especially in America, where social media is basically monitoring everything that is said and controlling all of the outlets for what is said. But I am thankful that you see the bottom line as to what is taking place. What are your thoughts specifically when it comes to the COVID vaccination? Have you taken one? Do you intend to? Do you have a question for Dr. Grable?
Very well. Well, hopefully he'll reach out to us on Facebook or on email. I've got a quick one for you. This was written about 600 years before Christ. It's one of Aesop's fables entitled The Eagle and the Arrow. It says an eagle was soaring through the sky when suddenly it heard the whiz of an arrow and felt itself wounded to death. Slowly it fluttered down to earth with its life blood pouring out of it. Looking down upon the arrow with which it had been pierced, it found that the shaft of the arrow had been feathered with one of its own plumes. Alas, it cried as it died, we often give our enemies the means of our own destruction. We kind of seen that play out over and over.
Yes. Dr. Grable, one more time before our broadcast concludes today, let our listeners know how they can reach you, your medical practice, and give a invitation again for them to be at your conference next Tuesday.
So my website is drgrable, drgrable.com. And if you're interested in attending the seminar, send me an email to drgrable@reagan.com. reagan.com, and just let me know who's coming and how many so I can sort of get a head count. And we're going to start at 6:30 next Tuesday at the Salem Center, which is roughly at the corner of US 1 and JTB.
I am delighted for that. Thank you, Dr. Grable, for being with us today. Looking forward, ladies and gentlemen, for meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.